News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is on assignment this morning. She's got a bunch of things she's doing, but I am here, of course, with Bad Bob Belongi. Our phone numbers here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of things going on today. Good morning, everybody. January the 27th, 2015. A big shout out and a happy birthday to my sister, who is a, you know what? She's like younger than me. So, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't know if she's listening right now, but if you are, sweetheart, I love you and happy birthday. Bad Bob, you could just put a little smile on your face. You have suspenders on. You are ready.
Good morning. Good news, bad news on the weather front. There is a weather front coming through, as a matter of fact, but not a whole lot out of it. Chance precipitation 20% measurable here and there. So what we need, but not nearly enough of it. A high today will be about 62. Mostly sunny for Wednesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday night. Next chance of any rain at all coming down won't be until Sunday night. Right now in Reading, it is 44 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends there. And give them a call at 365-3793. Senior and Veterans Discounts, of course, being locally owned and operated, they know what's going on around here. Good morning to Sunny in the chat room. Others are starting to come on. Bad Bob, the historic storm in New York isn't as historical as they thought.
You know, headline writers love to write headlines, and they love to run around in circles and wave their hands that this is the storm of the century and it's in its Armageddon. And there have been, on occasion, snowstorms that have brought things to a halt. But as one of the people who was here at the radio station pointed out, he grew up in New Hampshire when they would routinely have to exit the house via the second floor. And the bottom line is that city folk don't know how to deal with things like snow. And so it's a big deal.
Well, they shut down like thousands of flights, you know, and they said the ripple effect across the United States would just be affecting everybody. It turns out they are getting some snow, but it's not like they thought it was going to be. Stores are empty of food. I mean, people couldn't drive last night. They canceled the train trips between Boston and New York. And this, you know, of course, which affects thousands of people. So I don't know how bad. And I have not seen the snow this morning because I was, you know, running around getting things done. But I don't know how bad it is. And even though that everything I've seen so far says it's not going to be like that.
Have we gotten that wimpy that every time there's snow on the ground, life just grinds to a halt? What happened to you? It's inconvenient. It can be dangerous. You deal and you move.
Well, let me tell you, having lived in Nashville, Tennessee for several years of my life, the one time it snowed in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was like an inch and a half. Let me tell you the humor, because I come from, you know, Washington State, and we got snow up to over my motorcycle. And watching what they did with an inch and a half of snow was just fantastic. The police were saying, you know, that they were 90 to 100 wrecks backed up. If you're in a wreck, nobody's hurt. Give each other the information and move on, or at least push the car out of the way. Everything stopped. People, you know, schools didn't run. It was just fantastic. Here's Nashville, Tennessee. And it was just like watching people come driving like it was just like, oh, okay, it's something, you know, it's white out there, but I can still drive at 40 miles an hour through the streets here. Watching them slide sideways across the streets. It was just, you know, and I lived on a hill. So I sat there and ate my oatmeal. Looking out my window.
Enjoying the show.
And I was enjoying the show because I was watching people come down that hill, had no concept of, you know, the fact
you physics.
Probably, of physics. Yeah, there you go. Of physics and gravity and, you know, weight and motion. And just watching him go sliding and then, you know, what it was like watching, pinball. They bounce off one car, go across the street, bounce off another car before they'd slow,
you know, like the otters in a Disney movie.
It was. And then they come to they do a 360 and then stop. And it was like, wow, this is cool. I better get put some blueberries on my oatmeal now because here comes two more. And, I mean, it was like that.
This is the next viral, video.
It was before you had things like video and, you know, being able to record stuff like that. I mean, you know, you could have taken out your little 8mm camera and done that. A drone lands on the White House lawn. It was only a matter of time. And, of course, everybody, turns out a government employee. He pointed out it was a government boy. That's like saying, you know, anytime anything bad's in your serviceman, ex-sailor. You know, you never see something like ex-sailor, kills the Easter Bunny. It's never an ex-sailor. It's never an ex-Air Force guy. You know, not because they don't do it. It's just that it doesn't have the same panache as ex-Marine, you know, kills Easter Bunny. Ex-Special Forces kills Santa Claus. I mean, it just doesn't have the same panache. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now, if it was a SEAL. Ex-SEAL, you know, does it. Now, that's cool, but not ex-sailor for some reason, not ex-airman, and for sure not an ex-Coast Guardman.
Yeah.
So it's always, you know, the ones like that. But anyway, government worker flying his drone at 3 a.m. in the morning for fun, recreational purposes. And I bet he's probably got a camera on it, and he's looking at, you know, the city at night. And he loses control of it.
He's in a heap of trouble.
Loses control of his, you know, of that little four-pack drone. It's got like, you know, there's four little rotors.
You get him for about $300-$400.
Yeah, so he loses control of it. It flies away. It waves at him. It leaves and it lands on the White House lawn because, you know, frankly, you know, maybe it wanted an invitation inside because so many people get invited inside the White House. Not SEALs, but you know, other people. And it lands on the White House lawn. Of course, they just go berserk about this. And there are laws about landing aircraft on the lawn.
So the White House really isn't ringed by motion sensing laser beams or anything, apparently.
Well, I was going to say is that, you know, with some like, you know, so it's, you know, so wait a minute, here it comes. Conspiracy theory. This was just a practice run. This was just a practice run because the next time it's going to be in a truck that's 12 feet high, 12 feet long, and 8 feet wide. And what are they going to do? The top comes down, a 200-pound drone comes straight out of that truck, goes straight for the White House, loaded with 150 pounds of explosives, heading for the Oval Office. And it's going to crash into it.
I thought they had, and I guess it would be bad PR. Why isn't there a phalanx gun mounted
on
top of the dome?
You know, you don't know that there isn't. You know what? You just have no concept of the outer rings of defense there, of what they can do. I mean, to the fact they've got sniffing machines out there, things driving by. I'm sure. I mean, they've got stuff there that you just read about in science fiction. You can't figure it out. Speaking of things that are real, though, it's Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his people. Every one of his team are trained professional NRA instructors, and they provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, if you sign up for a class and you don't have a gun, they're going to provide you a pistol and ammo for that class. You register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Now, Ted also teaches safety classes, he teaches hunting class, the hunter education classes, rifle marksmanship, all of these things. He teaches in like 16 different counties, women only classes, co-ed classes like this. But if you want to get up, if you want a private class, he'll run private classes for you. If you have a small group of people, there's one, a lady approached me. She said, I've got five ladies I want to have. My friends, we all just want to have a class. Well, that's fine. We can do that too. Or you can bring in your business. You know, I've got eight people in my business. They all would like to get a concealed carry. We'll give you a class right at your business there, though it's probably not a good idea sometimes if you're real busy because then everybody wants to run out and do business. But maybe on a Saturday, and then Sunday we go out and shoot. So if you think about that, think about ways to do that. It's Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy, 999-1822. 999, that is not one of those weird – it's not one of those weird numbers you call.
That costs you like $45 a minute.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh no, the first minute's free. The next one's $842. Or I've never done that. So how much money have you ever spent on one of those there, Bob?
None. No. Although early on I did fall victim to one of the you get the unknown phone number, and instinctively you dial it back because you think it might be an important call. And it wound up going to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, Jamaica or something like that, And then they want to keep you on for a while.
Yeah, well, it was hold music, and please stand by for an important message. Then it disconnected after a couple of minutes. The phone bill showed up, and I passed out, but I was able to contest it. But,
of course.
It was a scary thing. Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's a way to scam you. People will figure it out. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. All on the block. KCNR 1460. Has Deflategate been has it been solved? I'm thinking maybe it has, and there's going to be some people that are going to be embarrassed about this. We'll be right back.
Calendar for the 66th annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. I'm not even sure what you're playing today.
That's The Offspring.
That's The Offspring. Well, I tell you what, yesterday Elton was playing rap music from, who was this group? That I mean, but they're like a...
They were the Black Eyed Peas.
Was it Black Eyed Peas? I thought it was some kind of Christian rap group because you didn't have to worry about people saying bad things.
Black Eyed Peas, but they're very mainstream.
Okay. All right. Hey, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:21 in the morning. 44 degrees. Is that right? 44 degrees out there?
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks like we could have rain coming in today, but it's going to be late if it does. And that's, you know, don't count on it. Where we really, really, really need rain. If everybody maybe set out, okay, if everybody takes and ties your left shoe today and ties it in a double knot, perhaps then the rain, the Wizards of Rain, it might, if we all do it at one time, might bring rain to us. Like about, you know what, if we could get 3 feet of snow up in the Sierras or up on Mount Shasta, man, that'd be great. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by some great people down there at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley and their crew down there, Espresso Joe's, of course, coffee, but they also have all types of coffee beans for sale. They've got all types of coffee machines and grinders and all this, all for sale down at Tobacco and Brew at 1423.
Same place they've been for the last 6 years.
It's the same place they've been for like 15, 20 years that I'm just sitting here stumbling over, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We call that a brain fart.
It's a brain lapse here at 7:23 in the morning here on the 27th of January. But going on, and then you walk next door and they have the finest tobacco store in all of Northern California, including a walk-in humidor with a highly rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado, and plus all different types of accoutrements there. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. They do a lot. You know, I mean, you think about it, you know, just, okay, not even talking about just the taxes they pay into the city, which is like, wow, a lot. But the things they do and the extra rooms they have there, and Shelley gave a birthday party to a little girl whose house had burned down. I mean, these are just things that you never hear about. And she didn't know the family. She just said, you know what, that's not right. And so all the girls chipped in, TMB cuties there, just kind of like all chipped in, and they just gave a super, super birthday for this little girl. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Deflategate. Now they're saying, remember I said like a week ago when all this was going on, I said, go find an equipment manager and spread eagle them
and threaten,
you know, yeah, chain him to horses and threaten to split him. And you're going to find out what happened. Cause I know, frankly, and I could be wrong, and I'm more than happy to admit when I'm wrong, unlike some other, talking heads that you got out there. I don't think it was Belichick. I don't think it was Brady. I just don't see them doing this. And it's just too much to lose on something like this. And the fact is that it was the Colts. If it had been the Seahawks and somebody had said this, you might think, well, you know, but I don't think they believe they're in trouble with the Colts. I think it's going to go back that it was an equipment manager, an assistant equipment manager. Somebody did it. Now, did the equipment manager leave with the balls? Yes. But I was just told this morning that, well, yeah, but he came back in 90 seconds or 2 minutes. Doesn't give him a lot of time to let all the air out of the balls. Well, I don't know, does it? But why would he do it anyway for that? I'm seeing this as an accident or somebody doing this because they thought they were doing the right thing. But I think you're going to see like it's going to stop at a spot much lower than the higher echelon there. I could be wrong. But if it does, I expect people like John Madden to be like me and apologize for the things he said about Brady, that Brady did it. Or other people are just saying, oh, Brady did it. It's a type of, oh, he knew about it. He should have done something. I mean, did he? I mean, you're in a playoff game. I mean, do you know? I mean, it's the kind of thing that it happens. But I don't, you know, to blame them on it and say that, oh, this is a terrible thing. When you've got other quarterbacks, you've got other receivers saying it makes no difference. It makes no difference. Okay, enough about Deflategate. It's like talking about Britney Spears.
Who?
I don't know. It was Who? Hey, let's talk about yesterday. We had Walt McNeil on. If you did not hear that show, You need to go back to archives and listen to it. He's talking about this pilot lawsuit, this, you know, payment in lieu of taxes, and he explains how it happened. That 4 years ago, they gave the city council an opportunity to say, hey, look, why don't you just put it in front of the people, let them vote on it, and if they say, yeah, that's okay, then just we'll go forward with it. Well, unfortunately, the city council in 2010 chose not to go with it. And I was told that I've got to go back and check, but Francie was on the city council then, that Misty was on it, and Francie and Misty were on it then. I don't know if Cad was on it. I don't think Cad was on it. I don't think he came on until 12. Anyway, one of the other things they said was that the and then they talked about the minutes being changed. We weren't sure if it was the agenda that was changed for the action agenda or the minutes. We're checking that one. But I called Pam Mize, the city clerk, yesterday. And she said, you know, she knew that it happened. She wasn't there at that point. She had been out that week. But that she was checking on it. She called me back yesterday afternoon. I've not had a chance to get back to her. It was later in the afternoon. I have not had a chance to get back to her yet. But she has told me she's never been pressured by anyone from the city council or the city manager, you know, to change things. And Pam, her elected salary is under $800 a month, and the rest of her salary comes from the city. She does two jobs at one time. There's other cities. Two-thirds of the cities don't even have a city clerk in the state of California. And if you remember, they tried to do away with that, and it met with a great deal of opposition. So, but the thing is she's running two jobs, and she's working to keep the city clerk's office running and being managed, which she's, having gone down to get business licenses, I can only speak for myself, but I've never had a problem, and they've always been real helpful. So we're going to do some more and find out about how, if you can, change the minutes. The minutes, though, for last week's meeting, of course, weren't even out yet. So we're going to talk about the one before that. And, of course, the active agenda items can be changed by anybody. Dick Dickerson, Francie, Rick Bassetti, and Patrick Jones were on the council in 2010. Patrick was the only one to vote against it. Okay, thank you. That was from Rally Sally. Thank you. So we'll see. But what Walt McNeil pointed out yesterday, that this could be a huge impact if this continues to go forward. You know, if they're going to appeal this, which he says they probably will, it'll probably go up to the California State Supreme Court. At which point he says, I don't know if they want to do that because they can come back and they can start levying things. But what they've done is, and according to the federal to the appeals court, there was. To the state appeals court was that the city's wrong. The city cannot take that $6 million a year, and it will have to pay that back, that it is a tax, and that for people to, if they want to do that, it's something the people have to be told about and they have to agree on it. As Francie said in the column the other day was, well, gosh, we'll just have to, you know, bring it back and let the people vote on it. Well, now, you know, that could have been done back in 2010, because now there's going to be costs associated with it. This is a lawsuit. So this is – and this – at the same time, they want to do away with the Electrical Commission, Oversight Commission, or the Electric Utility Commission, I should say. This is the same time they're going to be voting to get rid of that. At the same time, we're hearing this in the pilot program. At the same time, the budget's coming out. At the same time, they're moving into their new building, the new $10 million building with the $600,000 worth of furniture they bought someplace else. And you want to do away with the oversight committee. Maybe if the oversight committee had been up and active back then, that this could have come out. So I just find it interesting why all this is happening at one time. Missy MacArthur will be on tomorrow morning. We can ask Missy about that and about the oversight committee, about the a number of things. Timing's everything. You know, and maybe 4 years ago they thought, well, no, this is okay, we can do this. Well, obviously they can't do it. Now, here's the worst case is, you know, there's two schools of thought on this. That money that all has gone into the city coffers and just the budget there in the general fund has to come back, and it can come back in the form of property taxes. That's one thing that was said. The other one was that, well, no, it might have to go back to the state, that all that money has to go back to the state, so we lose it totally, which is,
I don't understand that. I don't think that would be fair because, you know, it's money we've paid, goes to the city, and the city has to give it back.
But this is a closed loop in our area. How does the state get their
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, Walt said that. Anyway, the other thing, too, is that then, though, they don't – that $6 million a year goes back into REU, which means then our rates don't go up, I would think. The other part, too, is that, you know, this payment in lieu of taxes has to do with how much property REU acquires. So now they've got another building. And now they've got, you know, land behind the building. And they've got all these other things. So, I mean, you know, so you've got, you know, they're acquiring a lot of territory. I guess the next thought would be is why do we have one man controlling all of that? You know, right now the city manager controls not only just the city but REU. Even because his assistant city manager, who he has hired and who works for him, is running REU. Shouldn't it be like a separate, but, you know, and it's kind of a separate entity? I mean, this is $165 million a year. Shouldn't that person be independent of, say, the city manager, but still answer to the city council?
We had an electric utility director for many, many years, and I don't know why they've done this combination thing. The utility has always been a quasi-standalone and not – but it's been turned into like the world's – it's been turned into the city's piggy bank.
Well, you know, that's what people are saying. And, but, you know, of course, the city keeps saying, oh, that's not true. That's not true. But there's $6 million coming in every year. And now that means instead of just stopping the $6 million, they've got to come up with $20 million. They've got to fill, you know, $20 or $30 million that they have to pay back. Now, they can do that over a period of years, of course. You don't have to pay it all out in 1 year. But still, it's something that, you know, maybe the city needs to say, okay, look, if you want to do this, let's put it in front of the voters. Or let's just stop it. And then your raises on your electrical bills will go away. Hey, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, but one other thing. Walt McNeil pointed out, he said this wasn't a Tea Party thing. You know, even though that it's been accused of that, is that he said it wasn't a Tea Party thing. This was people, all different groups of people were talking to him about this. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning, 44 degrees out there today on the 27th of January. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, girls, here it comes. Valentine's Day. You're looking to buy something, that special, special present for your loved one. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Necklaces, watches, brooches, estate jewelry, rings, rings. And Leonard and his associates always have sales going on for something. The finest selection of jewelry in the North State, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. And Leonard is there to help you. Plus the fact is they have the only trained watch repairman in all of the area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Need batteries replaced? Come on in. Need to have something, have your jewelry taken a look at. Hey, this is my great grandmother's. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's worth. He'll tell you in like 2 seconds because Leonard, who has been in the business for 45 years, 21 years at this location, knows his jewelry. And does he have conduits into other places to get you the jewelry you want? Absolutely. Loose stones, set stones. You want a special ring designed for a special someone? Come on down to Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry, right across from Sierra Gibbs. All right, big news. You remember Sergeant Boy Bergdahl, who left his unit in Afghanistan and was captured and held for 5 years. And the Obama administration traded five Taliban Al-Qaeda types from Guantanamo Bay to get him back. Had his parents in the Rose Garden when he announced this. But it appears, reports are saying, is that Bergdahl is going to be charged with desertion. That's desertion from a unit during time of war, which is, could be, the death sentence. Not only that, that as soon as they made this decision, many of his platoon mates came out in opposition, just screaming out of the door, saying, wait a minute, not only did he leave us, we lost people going after him. Now, of course, the Obama administration wants to keep this as quiet as they possibly can, because why? They're embarrassed, as they should be, to make an announcement, bring everybody in. Oh, look what we did. They had no concept. This is the part that I fail to understand about the Obama administration. Are their heads so far out of the game, or they just have this sense of hubris that they can do anything, that they would bring out this guy, Bergdahl, who, and it wasn't like, oh, this was a secret. Everybody knew in the services around there, the different units, that Bergdahl had left. It wasn't a surprise. It wasn't a secret that he had left, packed up his stuff and left. And then he was captured. Well, you know what? And he was treated terribly, or supposedly terribly, during his 5 years. Well, no, frankly, too bad. I do not feel a lot of remorse for Mr. Bergdahl. What he did was he left his unit during time of war. He deserted. If indeed this is what the Army is going to do. And supposedly the National Security Advisor is trying to keep the information from becoming public because it would embarrass President Barack Obama, said Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who's the one that broke the story out of the Pentagon. Probably a retired Lieutenant Colonel. I can't imagine one on active duty saying this, or his days would be over like then. So we're going to see. If that's true, there's going to be another mark on an administration who has no concept of the military, what the military means, and will do anything to present themselves in the good light, even though what they're doing is absolutely wrong. If indeed it's a court-martial, if the trial says, hey, this is going to be a court-martial for desertion, that's big stuff. That's during combat, in the face of the enemy, leaving your unit and deserting. So, now, was the death penalty going to happen? No, no, they won't do that. No. But they can put him in jail for a while. You know, okay, let's just keep going. As long as we're talking about the military. I watched on TV last night. I taped this Sean Hannity thing on American Sniper. You know, frankly, Hannity, you brought nothing to the table. You had an interview with some snipers that had gone out and did their jobs, including Dakota Myers, who is a Medal of Honor recipient from the Marine Corps. You know, of course, an outstanding individual who was also a sniper out there. Did not receive his medal for that. He was doing saving people's lives in combat, in direct combat. Now, the thing about it is the point that you compare. Chris Kyle and what he did and the things that are being said. And then they're talking about a movie on Bradley Manning, or should I say Bradley Chelsea Manning, the one who that released thousands and thousands of documents from and sent them over to WikiLeaks, and then was found guilty and sentenced to 30 years in jail for what he did. But then he became she and wants to be called Chelsea. And I'm not even sure where they're keeping him her right now, because, you know, and now she's saying is that the Army's being unfair, that she needs to have a transgender operation. I'm just appalled at this. But they're saying is that the Hollywood filmmakers are lining up to make this movie. I can understand that in a way. But the thing with Chris Kyle, the one thing I can't forget, even I'm hitting, you know, things people have said and all this, is that they did make the movie. And when it gets right down to it, Hollywood is a bottom line town. It's a bottom line town. And so when they do, they're going to say, you know, Clint Eastwood makes bankable movies. And when he put the money together for this, and they put this thing out there in thousands of theaters. They didn't have to do that, and they did. But so now what do you have? You have a movie that's on track for being the highest grossing R-rated movie, the highest grossing war movie of all times, even over Private Ryan, Saving Private Ryan. Is this movie right here. The American public is voting with their dollars. The American public is going to it. I may even go back again and see it a second time just to see it one more time. And, you know, because there's things you missed the first time. A lot of people are doing that. So you've got two sets of minds. Oh, Hollywood doesn't like it, but Hollywood's bottom line. Now, another part of the industry, the video industry there, porn. A lot of the porn industry is moving out of L.A. County, out of Hollywood areas of there, because they've said you have to use condoms. Well, in the movies.
Probably outsource it to Russia.
Russia. Well, what they've done is their number of permits have gone down by about two-thirds, and they're picking up in where? Nevada. So they're just moving the studios over to Nevada. Well, now Nevada is talking about it. Some of the porn producers there are saying, well, you know, yeah, we just a lot of times we just go to another shooting site and hope they don't catch us. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, so I think, well, big deal until you look at the numbers. $7 to $13 billion a year in the porn industry. $7 to $13 billion a year.
Certainly nothing to sneeze at.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I guess if you went right now and you put out porn sites, how many porn sites do you think there are? A million?
Yeah.
500,000?
It's a fact of human nature that many new technologies received a boost from the erotic component. Photography. Filmmaking, there's a lot of this archival footage that the VHS owes its huge success, the wide distribution, where you didn't have to go to the theater with the floors, you know.
They could just rent them and buy them.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I understand that.
And that sparked the big VHS boom.
So you have to ask yourself, well, who's in this business? Is it just like big producers? But then I met somebody who was in it, who was a individual. And I asked her, I said, well, she wasn't doing it when I met her. And she said, well, you know, she said she thought it was a way she was going to be able to make money. You put it over the internet and you put up a PayPal account. And then people would go to that account. I said, well, did you make lots of money? She said, no. You know, and she says when there's 850,000 other people thinking the same thing, she says kind of cuts back. Yeah. So, but I thought to myself, and I said, does it bother you that you are out there now? And you got a little girl. Does it bother you you're out there now forever? And even though she, you know, she said she pulled down the sights and all that, but I don't know. Is it something someday that, you know, she's going to be 75 and, her, you know, and there it is?
When she's 75, she'll probably appreciate it.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Porngate. So it's you know, a huge business, and they're moving it. Here's another business that's leaving California. I guess that was the bottom line.
I guess there are those who would say good riddance, but we are talking a significant amount of money. There's two sides to the equation.
I guess it's like saying, well, then you know, the tobacco industry should leave, you know, California, and the fracking industry should leave California. I mean,
everything that produces revenue should apparently leave California. I'm not sure where that leaves
us. I'm not sure where that leaves us. Anyway, okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. It's 7:45 in the morning, 44 degrees out there today on the 27th of January. Carl on the bot. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. You got something you want to talk about, call me at 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:48 in the morning. 44 degrees out there today. It's going to be a, I don't know, did we say we might get rain today or not?
Very slight possibility. In the 20% range, depending on where you are.
And the weather's always brought to us by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have something that is on your stuck in your craw here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield company can do. It offers full guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, by the way, will assist you. And if he can't, he'll tell you that. Absolute integrity there with Jeff Wurst. 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street at Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, there's this, you know, Huffington Post. You ever read Huffington Post? I do. You know, Arianna Huffington and Linda were friends.
Is that a fact?
No, really. When she used to be a Republican and her husband was big in the party there, before he came out as being gay, from what I understand. That's what happened. What a tangled web. But, Arianna and Linda were friends and then Arianna, you know, of course moved on, ran for governor and then started her blog here. But there's articles in there that you just have to, you know, I just see the headlines. I said, you know what? I've just got to go look at this. Well, this one is one of their people said is that they want to have, this woman wrote, she wants the child access protection, laws. Can make a real difference, you know, keeping guns away from kids. And the NRA says, well, that we've had these classes for years, and it's Eddie Eagle talking about gun safety and reached 26 million kids. And all this. Well, the writer in this says, well, that means nothing, just because since the safety program has been in existence, that the gun casualties and gun accidents have gone down dramatically, 70% since they started it. That you can't draw a cause and effect between that. Because they have nothing in there that shows that these classes are helping. Well, he did not cite anything that says it wasn't helping either. So, I mean, I kind of look at, they've had these classes, they reach, you know, they talk to all these kids in schools, they've got all these thousands of volunteers that do it. I'm familiar with the program. It talks about gun safety. It talks about all of these things. I can't help but think that maybe you're just wanting to just smack the NRA. But I know is that what we teach in safety, we teach in our classes, is keeping those guns safe and keeping them away from kids, keeping them and not just in your closet, but having them locked up, having gun locks on them. Any type of access that a child can get to, you want to keep it away from them. And we teach that. And we teach safety. We teach safety and you handling the gun. You know, a lot of people will come in and take a concealed carry class and don't really know if they're going to carry or not because they're afraid of guns. Should never be. It'd be like, I think being afraid of guns is like being afraid of a car, in the sense that if you don't know how it works and it looks terrifying, it will be terrifying. But by the time they leave the class, they're very comfortable in the fact that they can now look at a gun, they can look at a handgun, they can see if it's loaded, they know how to unload it safely, they know how to hold it safely, they know how to keep other people from being hurt with it, even if they don't carry. They come out with a very much of enhanced confidence if in case they see one in somebody's house. Now, and because there are people out there who just leave them laying around. I had somebody hand me a gun once. It was loaded. It was just, I mean, in their house. Just picked up, hey, here you go. And he didn't say, hey, this is loaded or anything like that. Of course, I always assume a gun's loaded. And I opened it. And sure enough, here they were. So I unloaded it in the house because he'd been drinking. Some guy in Pennsylvania is strange. Anyway, I thought to myself.
It's instinct with you to check the weapon.
Yeah, but see, this is what I want it to be with anybody. If somebody hands you a weapon, the first thing you do is you check, and you can either drop the magazine and then you jack the slide open, or you open up the cylinder. It's two very simple things to do. And you can tell if that gun's loaded. The other thing too is keeping it locked up. You put a gun lock on it. If you're not going to be using it, you keep it in a safe if you're not going to be using it. To keep kids and other people away. It's not just kids, but it could be adults who are dumb. There's dumb adults out there. I know it's hard to believe. So I just find it interesting. They say, oh, it has nothing to do with it, yet at the same time the program's been going on. And I'm not saying it was the NRA's program that caused all of this. I think it was types of knowledge and everything else also. That also helped with this, but other classes. But it's a kind of thing is that to say it had nothing to do with it, you haven't proven that. You know, you're saying the NRA hasn't proved that it has. It's just cause and effect type stuff, but you need to do the same thing. That's why I like Huffington blog. It's always good for me to go over and take a look at it and get, excited about it. It's like reading Newsmax.
So you thing. Jump it's back the same and forth thing. Between it, thing. It and Drudge on split screen.
Well, no, Drudge at least has mostly other stories and then, but, and they're not columns. They're mostly like stories of, you know, things that are happening. But
the
headlines, so what I do is I go Huffington Post and then I run over to Newsmax. So I get both, you know, both screamers from both sides on this one. And then you kind of casually go into the Real Politics website, which has literally articles from both sides on everything. From Obama's lack, you know, Obama's presidency is nosediving to Obama is the Messiah. Both, you know, one right next to each other. And then they go into the different things that are happening then in the world of defense and space and technology. It's a really great website. If you want to get – I mean, sometimes you read them and you go, wow, you know, I never thought of it like this. But they have it broken down in different science, technology, history, and about, you know, things that have happened when the Archduke Ferdinand was killed, when he was slain in Sarajevo. I mean, I was on the bridge that he was killed on.
Wow.
And you learn about things like they made a wrong turn. They got lost and they ended up on this bridge by accident. There were four assassins. The rest of them, they couldn't get to them. This one guy standing there, they make a wrong turn. They come onto the bridge. He walks up and he shoots each of them twice or once and they die. One reason is because the Archduke had been sewn into his uniform. They just had a tough time getting him out of it. But it was just kind of like fortuitous or unlucky. But that bridge, it's many wars have started in this region up there. And when we're cleaning out our storage locker, and I told you the other day, Linda and I have storage stuff. I mean, it was, you know, it's a 10 by 10 by 10 and it's just chock full of stuff. No longer. We got 2/3 of it cleaned out. I mean, literally we can put all types of stuff in there, but I found these posters.
Place for your stuff.
Oh yeah. Place for my stuff. And then I'm going to get the other third of stuff. And, Dave, I've got you all types of military stuff and equipment that I've found. I've got two bags filled with that for you. But what I have also was, I found these posters from Sarajevo. And these are like those posters you have of downtown, you know, of downtown Reading, you know, the kind of the cartoon like posters.
Yeah.
And I've got two of them, but on the back of it, it tells the things that were happening, and they're not as funny. I mean, it shows how they were ringed with the rockets and artillery and mortars, and then it shows snipers, and it shows the new graveyards, and shows the city itself down in Sarajevo. But one of the things I was reading about the snipers, because we were, you know, well,
it was such a surreal situation.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was treating it like it was like a regular job. They come in, they shoot like from 9 to 5. And the snipers would get going around 9 o'clock in the morning, and everybody tried to get their work done before that. And they put out all these things like these, you know, like these, storage containers, you know, like these shipping containers, and they put them across the street so they could run through them so you wouldn't be shot. You should have seen their trolleys were shot to pieces, but they were still running. Anyway, what they said was there was places in Russia. They had vacations. Come to Serbia and shoot Bosnians. They advertised it, and they had a video of one of their authors there that was, you know, be a sniper in Bosnia, is what they said. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, I don't know if that's true. I mean, that's one of those things you have to go back and look at. But
that's,
I thought that it was surreal. I mean, it was. This is supposed to be the city of glass because of all the, you know, windows and everything they had. Of course, now it was the city of broken glass, and it was. I mean, it was clean enough then, you know, we were trying, but we were still trying. They were trying to get them out of there, and they found out, oh, yeah, there's nobody in these woods. Oh, no, there was nothing more than 100 artillery pieces and tanks that were in the woods that nobody had seen when they left. Oh, it was interesting. But to see things like that, I mean, it is. And to find something like that after all these years and think, hey, you know, I've got two or three of these posters. I may just have to give away one or two of these posters to people. You know, that might want to
strange
see this
time in our history
strange
that
time.
We've almost pushed out of our minds, oddly enough. You know, talk to people and they'll go, where's that? You know.
We're talking people in the – yeah, it's one of those things. Hey, you know, when we come back, we've got Mark Story of Haven Humane. We're going to talk about what they accomplished last year and what they want to accomplish this year with our little dogs. All this hiding them away is adding to the public fear. Yeah. Guns were not locked up when I was a child. I knew the rules and the penalty for messing with guns. So do my grandkids. They know what they do if they see a gun in the room of somebody else's house or in there. My son-in-law, of course, carries all the time as a U.S. Marshal, so they all know about it. But you're right. You know, it's the type of thing that people should take care of. Okay.
We've wrapped up an hour. How about that?
There are here. Talking about a new book called Reaper. And they're saying it was a Navy SEAL sniper. I think this guy was an Army Special Forces sniper, the one that they're talking about here. But I think I saw him the other night on TV. We'll be right back after this with Mark Story, CEO, Haven Humane. 8 o'clock, 27 January, 44 degrees out there. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Fears of New York City's worst ever snowstorm failed to materialize. Maintenance worker Justino Delgado is unhappy, though, that he'll have to walk home now after officials decided to cancel the subway.
I mean, it's always been worse than this. This ain't nothing, you know? I don't know why they're going to shut down the transit, because it ain't really for them to shut it down. You know, it ain't really that serious of a storm that they're saying, you know?
The trains are beginning to run again in New York now. Further to the north, the National Weather Service says a wind gust of 78 miles an hour was reported on Nantucket as eastern Massachusetts feels the force of a blizzard that's bringing as much as 2 feet of snow. In Saudi Arabia today, President Obama leading a large group of current and former American statesmen. Following the death of King Abdullah, we get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president arrived in the capital, Riyadh, where he and the U.S. delegation were formally greeted by the new Saudi king, Salman. After a short dinner, the two leaders sat down for their first formal meeting. Joining the president on the brief visit to Saudi Arabia were Secretary of State John Kerry, along with former Secretaries of State Condoleezza Rice and James Baker, plus former White House National Security Advisors Brent Scowcroft, Sandy Berger, and Stephen Hadley, as well as Senator John McCain.
That's SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Holocaust survivors and world leaders are marking the 70th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp by the Soviet Red Army. Camp survivor David Wisnia says he's changed his thinking and his anger over the decades regarding all that he and his family suffered.
I gave up anger a long time ago.
Why?
I'm not, because you're not going to accomplish anything. Sorry, the idea is to be good.
Among the leaders to attend are the presidents of Germany and Austria, as well as French President François Hollande. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
U.S. consumer confidence shot up in January to the highest level since August of 2007.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index increased to 102.9 this month from a revised 93.1 in December. The group says Americans are feeling better about current economic conditions, including the job market. Adding to improving spirits, gas prices have dropped to $2.04 a gallon from $2.32 a gallon a month ago, according to AAA.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Sales of new U.S. homes accelerated strongly in the month of December, signs that home buying may improve this year after a lackluster performance in all of 2014. The Commerce Department says new home sales climbed 11.6% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 481,000 units, but the gains were not enough to offset essentially a flat home buying season for the entire course of 2014. The growth in December pointed to rising sales this year, though, according to analysts. This is SRN News. For the first time, all varieties of apples grown in this country will go on sale inside of China, as Ron DeRockster explains.
China stopped buying Red Delicious and Golden Delicious apples from the U.S. in 2012 because of concerns over a fungus.
But the Washington Apple Commission, which represents growers in Washington state, says a deal was reached last week to restore access to China's market for those and all other U.S. apple varieties. China bought $55 million worth of Washington apples during the 2010-2011 marketing year. Ron DeRockstra, SRN News.
It's been a dismal day so far on Wall Street. The Dow has been down by close to 400 points in early trading. Audi, Volkswagen, and Porsche recalling some 27,000 cars and SUVs to fix potential fuel leaks. Volkswagen makes all three brands. It says vibration during driving and production issues can cause leaks in rare cases. VW will be notifying the affected owners in March. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. Hey, it's 8:05 in the morning here on the 27th of January, my sister's birthday today. I don't know if she's listening or not, but hey, happy birthday, sis. I love you a lot. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bear Bad Bob.
Good morning. In the forecast, isolated showers, mostly cloudy and a high near 62. Depending on where you happen to be hanging out, a 20% chance of rain. That will continue through about 10 tonight. Overnight low will be 44. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday and a high near 68. Right now, 47 degrees in Reading. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends there, 365-3793, locally owned and operated. And, of course, senior and veterans discounts from Shasta Gas Propane. On the 31st of January, there's going to be the first annual New Year's relaxation celebration embracing women veterans who serves and served in the military. It's going to go from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, California. Free lunch, or I should say lunch is provided, massage services, resource fair, relaxation workshops, aromatherapy, lunch, and fun games. They're going to give away some DVD players, gift cards, and many more from 12 to 1. That's during 12 to 1:30. They have 100 people signed up, 100 women veterans signed up for this, which is fantastic. And we want to give a huge, huge, huge shout out to Jersey Mike Supps, who's providing the sandwiches and like chips and stuff, and we're having other people provide. Of course, Wind River, Wind River is providing the site with the Frontier Senior Center. So a big shout out to Wind River, Gary Hayward, Maria Orozco, and all those people out there, of course, who are so intent on helping veterans. We thank them for that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Owens Pharmacy. We talk MedSync. Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated, 6 pharmacies right here in town. They have MedSync, which takes all of your prescriptions, whether it be 1 or 100. And if you have 100, there's probably got more things you're thinking about. But all your prescriptions, they have them, they sync them up so they're all due on one day. They will automatically renew them for you. They will give you a call, or you can call them. And if you can't make it there, they will deliver them to you for free. That's right. And your pharmacist is your pharmacist. He knows what you should be taking. If you've got 2 doctors giving you prescriptions or 1 doctor gives you a new prescription, he's checking that. He or she is checking that. And if it doesn't match up to what he sees in your file, then he's going to make some phone calls. He is your last line of protection, he or she. The pharmacist there, such great people at Owens Pharmacy. 6 locations open Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 at most of them, and the one on Court Street does compounds, which is they make them right there so you can use them that day. Owens Pharmacy, great people. Okay, speaking of great people, I got Mark Story here, Chief Executive Officer of the Haven Humane. Good morning there, buddy.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Where are you?
Oh, there you are. Let's try that again. Good morning. Yeah. It's good to be here. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm fine. I wonder how that happened. The hey, How was your New Year's?
My New Year's was good. It was uneventful, which I like. We just kind of hung out at home and relaxed. And I don't think we got that many animals come in, so people took heed of our warning not to leave their animals out with the fireworks. We didn't get hit too hard this year, which was great. So a lot of animals stayed inside, which was good.
Let's talk about your adopt-a-pet there at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You had something like, Spencer came in here dancing. Yeah, early on.
Yeah, our goal was 200 animals into forever homes during November and December, and we actually exceeded that. We got just over 300 animals into forever homes adopted, and then we sent pretty close to, I think it was actually about 100 into rescue. So we actually got 400 animals out of the shelter in the 2 months, yeah, which is pretty impressive.
My gosh, that is, you know what, congratulations, buddy. I mean, that is absolutely fantastic.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's it was a total team effort with the community coming in and adopting with our adoption staff, our rescue coordinator, all of our rescue partners, and the entire staff working really hard to get that done. So, and the clinic as well, because that was a lot of extra spays and neuters on top of all the other spays and neuters that they're doing.
Well, that was the other thing. In January, you have this great deal that you sold it out. Male kitties and male dogs were going to be neutered for $20, but you sold that out.
We did. We were going to do 300 surgeries, and I think we're going to exceed that. It's just for that deal. So
300. So there's 300 dogs and cats that will not breed again.
Well, that's how many for the deal. We're doing a lot more than that.
Well, yeah,
but
I mean, just on that deal, though.
Yep.
On that, that's a great deal. $20, and but that also means you don't have to worry. You know what? If everybody would do this, if you're not a specific breeder of dogs. I don't know how to say this because I see, I'm going to breed my dog. And I'm looking at the dog and I'm saying, why? Why? I want puppies. There's lots of puppies out there. Look just like your dog. And, that's what I think, because I'm not a big dog guy except for Elk Killer. And she's not really a dog.
Yeah, I mean.
She's an alien.
There's a lot of really good breeders in the area, and I'm not going to say anything negative about them. There's a lot of responsible breeders in the area, thankfully. But, yeah, we have no shortage of animals, and we have tons of homeless animals. So I wish that people would come in and opt to adopt rather than buying from somebody. There are people that use certain breeds for certain things, but I can tell you that most of the time a shelter pet would be just fine for that. Whatever it is.
It is. And I understand where people want a specific kind of dog. I mean, my parents had Boston Bull Terriers for decades. And their last one died. And they said, we're not going to get another one. Well, that lasted a year. And then they got one. And they had a different name for it. And then they ended up calling it the last dog's name. And the dog outlived my parents by several years. my sister, whose birthday is today. I don't know if she'll ever forgive me for that totally. Because she ended up... inheriting the dog. And I came back from a tour one time. She says, I'm pretty glad you're back. I said, yeah, I know it was tough. And she says, good. She says, I guess I hope you're going to stay home. I said, oh, yeah. She says, good. I'm going to ship the dog to you. And when she said that, there was just, I was just like silence. I didn't know what to say. And I said, I think I'm heading to Darfur, though, here in a couple months. She said, Darfur? You go to Darfur just so you didn't have to take this dog? And I went, yeah, I go to Darfur not to have to take the dog. She says, no, I'm just kidding. She says, Mom would come back and haunt me if I sent a dog to you. And I said, she would. So, anyway.
So you're off the hook.
Oh, I was. This was years ago.
Boston Terriers are great little dogs.
Well, they are. They're fine little dogs with copious amounts of gas. Anyway. Well, it's true. I mean, they walk around, like you see these St. Bernards, these kegs underneath their that they're carrying. It's got brandy in it. With a Boston Bull Terrier, they have an air center that goes around with it. So you just spray the air, just a room freshener. You just spray that when they sit down. You spray it, because all of a sudden they get up and they leave. Anyway, okay, enough of that.
So
I know about Boston Bull Terriers,
right? So, our Happy New Year. They're finishing up this week, but that actually ties me into we are running a new special in February. So this is called Beat the Heat. And this is a thanks again to another PetSmart Charities grant. We have a special promotion. This is going to be $20 during the month of February for any cat spays.
Beat the heat.
Yes.
Okay. I love that. Okay. So any cat, any female cat spays, mm-hmm. $20.
Yep.
So here's your chance to go out and catch that your neighborhood cat that keeps having kittens. Don't tell the owners and just take them down in the spare.
Well, you have to schedule it. So it'd be a little bit difficult to catch them on your scheduled thing. So mainly it's for people that have the cat already. But you need to come in. It's pretty much the same rules apply as the last special. They need to come in. They need to prepay. They need to do their application. So they can come in between 9 and noon, Monday through Friday at the clinic at Haven and sign up for that. And it will cover normal surgery. So if there's something else going on, then like if they're in heat, then there's some extra charges for something like that. That's for cat spays because we're going into kitten season here very soon. So it'd be really great if we could get a bunch of female cat spay.
And they do still accept the drop-offs for the boy kid, because one decorated my Jeep last night, and he is a neighborhood cat, and he's coming in to get the operation.
So, good point, Bob. So we still do the trap, neuter, release program, which is $35. You can drop the cat off before 9 o'clock Monday through Thursday. And for $35, they're going to test them rabies shot. Alter them, and then also tip their ear so that you can tell that they're altered.
He has marked my Jeep for the last.
Well, you know what? We have neighborhood cats, and I'm going to mark one of them one of these days, and we won't have to worry about that. I'm just kidding. The feral cats. Let's just talk feral cats for a while. We haven't talked about feral cats for a little while. There's feral cat colonies in this town that people feed. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now these are feral cats. Feral cats are wild cats. Are cats that have found their way here. They breed. They've not been fixed or anything. And people go out and feed them to make sure they're healthy. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so is this – I'm not going to draw any parallels between transients and this. But is there anything that people can do about this? I mean, do you all – I mean, is there a big trap and release type thing here? You trap them, fix them, and release them out of those groups? Because, I mean,
Yes.
This is one of the main problems.
And that's
that we're
something that we're going to start pushing for a lot more, is having people come in and take advantage of that program I talked about, trap, neuter, and releasing the cats. In my opinion, what we've been doing with cats over the years is the definition of insanity, because we continue to bring them in hopes that next year you won't bring in another cat, and you still bring another cat from the same area, and you're hoping for a different result, and you're not getting one.
We should make you in charge of the programs here in town.
We're not getting anywhere the way we've been doing it. We're bringing cats in, and unfortunately, when they're a feral cat or a community cat, then we have to euthanize them. So it would be better if we trap, neuter, release them, and then you're not going to get cats in that area again, and you're not going to get them reproducing.
There you go. Hey, you know what? I've just been enjoying this. I just blew right past the break, so I guess we better take a quick break right now. We'll be right back after these messages. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is with me, and we've been talking about the great program they had, and they found homes for over 300 animals in November, December of this year, and plus found a home for another 100 at rescue societies. So 400 cats and dogs have been saved by Haven Humane in just the last 2 months of the year. We'll be right back.
Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Reading, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for 9 in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460
AM. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree.
That's money right there. Nice job, Bob.
You like that, huh?
Alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I will
converse. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:23 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, going up to like 68 today. We might have a 20% chance of rain, according to the National Weather Service, but, you know, you can't count on it. Frankly, I'd like to have lots of rain. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? This is the only town where you can have, Martin take care of your, and his people take care of your heater in the morning, and come swinging back through there and take care of an air conditioning system in the afternoon if you had two separate systems. Because it's 40 in the morning, it's 80, it's in the 80s in the afternoon. There's something going on here that's not right. You know, I don't know if it's a global, it's climate, you know, and we've got, they're saying, oh, it's global warming, it's climate change. Then on the East Coast, they've got 18 feet of snow and all these things. And they stop everything and they find out, well, it wasn't quite that bad. But anyway, but to keep your heating and cooling systems going, you need a professional that knows what he's doing. In the business for over 20 years, any make, any model, Alliance Heating and Air. You got an emergency? They're on the spot 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642. We use Martin. We use Alliance Heating and Air. Never had a problem there. Just far beyond what you expect for any company. It's like, you know, it's like you called your, you know, it's like you called your brother. Hey, Martin, come on over. I got a problem here. And then here they come. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. I guarantee you, you will not be sorry at all if you call Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. We were just talking about talking to the animals and all that. And I had this other great thing I was going to talk about in between, but somehow in the last 30 seconds, it just kind of slipped my mind. Well, Mark Story is our guest, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're talking about the different things that were happening. The feral cat trap and have them fixed for $35, and you take them back and you turn them loose. You know what? You're not hurting them. You're just making sure they don't breed.
Yeah, and when you do that, actually, statistics show that you're less likely to get more cats in the neighborhood because that's cats, that's their area now. So you shouldn't be getting more. And if everybody's doing it, then all the neighborhood cats and all the neighboring neighborhood cats are all altered as well. And that's really the only way we're going to get on top of this and get so that we don't have an overpopulation of animals running around.
You know,
and it's worked in dozens of cities across North America.
Well, you know, maybe we need to do is teach our you know, an Eagle Scout needs a scouts need projects to help the neighborhoods, right? Maybe they ought to take like 50 of these traps and go out and catch 50 cats and raise money to have them neutered. Wouldn't that be a great project? And they just wipe out the feral cat populations humanely.
I think that's a great idea.
How about taking these? What about we take some? Take people that are collecting money from the county and don't have jobs and aren't doing anything, and we have them do it. And then you know we could have.
We're going in the wrong direction.
I'm probably going in the wrong direction. Hey, I want to do a shout out. We're talking about too many animals and all this. One of the ways I was always told that if you have a lot of animals and that they're pushing and all this is that you just look at how many are killed on the road. You know, you see a lot of skunks killed on the road, a lot of raccoons, means that the population is probably up. Same thing with deer. And this is a shout out from my good friend and our good friend, Lori Goyne. Lori's had two deer hit her car at two different times. And she's on the road, I think, to Susanville every so often, and she's gotten nailed twice. So in case Rick Goyne, her husband, is offering up deer jerky, you might want to question that. But she's got a photo of it, and this is twice this has happened. When I hear things like that, that tells me that, there's the population's either moving or that there's a lot of something out there. Is that just an old wives' tale here?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll give you an honest answer.
Well, thank you. Second Tuesday Club is coming up.
Second Tuesday, but you know what? Yeah, let's talk about Second Tuesday real quick. So Second Tuesday Club is coming up. Let me make sure I get the date right this time. So it's Tuesday, February 10th. I don't think I've missed it in a few months now. And that is going to be at Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street. And come on out, and that'll be probably from 5 to 9, I believe, is the time on that. Just show up with some friends, family, and have a great meal, and then a portion of the proceeds go to help out the homeless animals.
Chris lost some cottonwoods in a fire out there.
She did, yeah.
She did. And
big one.
That's, you know what? I really think that's a cute commercial, by the way. And you have the same look in your face you have with me when I'm just going on about things, and I'm not sure what that has to do with anything. You know,
Chris and I have so much fun making the second season commercials. She writes them, and they are fantastic, and we laugh the whole time when we make them, and we have a blast doing it. So
Chris Schwaga, who came on the show one day and just turned it loose.
I know, and I missed that show, and I am so sorry that I did.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Bob go back to that show and start pulling excerpts from it. And every so often, I'm just going to play them. You know, when people start talking about problems, I'm going to just have – here the lessons, you know, the Sermon from the Mount. Here comes Chris Schwaga. And when she finished up, I mean, we were all in here, and the part of the microphones had melted, and Chief Rob Pletty came in and hugged her at the end of it. So – anyway.
So I want to say another thing about Chris. So Chris is a huge supporter of ours and been part of the Haven family for many, many years, long before I got there. And we actually, when we talk about other ways to donate, one of the things we talk about is the PALS Fund. And the PALS Fund is a fund that helps senior animals and senior folks get an animal. So it reduces the adoption fee. And it was actually named after an animal that Chris had.
Right.
And she started the PALS Fund. So
it's for senior cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs. And also senior humans who are looking to adopt.
Right.
So it reduces
the cost.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
And that's something that Chris wanted to start. And yeah, Chris, Chris, if you're listening, thank you. Chris,
you do a lot. You do a lot for our charities around here, Chris.
She really does, and she's done a lot for Haven, and I certainly appreciate all the hard work she puts in for us.
Yeah,
but I do have a blast doing the Second Tuesdays. We just laugh the whole time.
Okay, what are some other things we have here? You got to say this one: adopt a pity or a kitty. Special adoption event starting February 1st to February 21st.
So I just got a text, so I want to pass this along from Captain Leanne Smith from Haven.
All right.
My chief of operations, thank you, Captain Smith. And she said, with warmer temps, they are moving much more than normal. So the deer right now are moving a lot more than normal, but just because of the unseasonal weather.
Yeah, I know. And this is, you know what?
Thank you, Captain Smith.
Thank you, Captain Smith. I tell you what, that's a tough job she's got.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, we're adopting a pity or a kitty?
Yeah, so in February we're running a special, and this is the first we've advertised it, so you heard it here first. Starting February 1st through February 21st, we're having to adopt a pity or a kitty, so any pitbull mixes or any kittens, cats, are $35 adoption fees.
Okay,
so.
Reduced. Because most of your animals somehow got some pit in them, don't they? Not the cats. I shouldn't say most of them, but
no.
But there seems to be...
Studies show that 75% of animals in shelters across the United States are either pit bulls or chihuahuas. And the unfortunate thing with pit bulls is they do get a bad rap. They're not for everybody. I'm not going to say they are. They're a high-energy, large dog. But the problem is a lot of dogs, if they look like a pit bull or designated as a pit bull, if you DNA test them, they may not have any pit bull in them.
If you cross a chihuahua and a pit, would it be a chit?
It would be very painful for one, is what it would be. It would be very uncomfortable.
You know, C-H-I-T, chit.
Yeah. No, I gotcha.
Okay. Just wondering.
Yeah, so that special is great, and we're hoping that we can get some pit mixes out with some wonderful right. dogs.
Well,
right
you had
now,
some.
And some
you
great
had
cats.
Some. Oh, you came in with these two puppies, or Spencer came in with these mm-hmm. two puppies. One of them was just the most laid back surfer dude pup I have ever seen in my life, and I got you know it was Scotty or something like that, and because they're named after the Star Wars guys. And the other one was just like you know it was like you know just needed a lot of attention yep. like that. Scotty's just sitting there, he's looking around, going hey. Dude, surf's up. And I saw him a day later. Somebody had come in. Still had the same look on his face. It's looking out like this. I mean, and the owner had a big smile on, her, yeah. on his face and all that. I'm thinking, this was a cool dog.
I think
black
they're
and
both,
white.
They both were, adopted
they
were, the same day. I
they
think.
Were crossed yeah. between a pit and an Australian Shepherd.
Yep.
And just beautiful little dogs. But this little dog was so – I mean – he just sat there and he just went, you know, the world is okay with me. You know, I'm just laid back and I'm going to do what I want and I'm just going to be cool. I mean, that's kind of, you know, ever see a dog that kind of looks like that?
Yeah.
Most of them are kind of frantic little
I
puppies.
I see them every day, actually,
but,
Carl.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but this one, I've never seen a puppy like this just kind of looking around going, yeah, the world's my oyster.
Yeah, I think they were both adopted on the day they were Pet of the Week, actually.
That's super. Yeah. That's super. I'm glad to hear that. You know what? When they come through, kind of, you know, I hate to say this, but it puts a face on them. You know, and they're in here and you're holding them because I don't usually hold dogs in here because, you know, I just don't. And but this one, you know, let me hold this one. So, yeah, cool. All right. My guest is Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Looking for that perfect firearm? Look no farther than Stevenson Firearms. Stevenson Firearms, 949-5000. And after you've found that perfect firearm, try TCF Ammunition, made in Reading to exact specifications. You can find TCF Ammunition at Lake Liquor Sporting Goods, 1345 Lake Boulevard, on the way, on the lake, where you can find all your hunting and fishing needs. Make the commitment to shop local. Stevenson Firearms, TCF Ammunition, and Lake Liquor Sporting Goods.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back.
The Diamond Dogs.
He's going deep with Bob. Yeah,
I tell you what, you know, give Bob his head, give him the reins, and he will find all types of stuff. Never even heard that before. It's David Bowie. Good morning, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:34 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, heading up to 68 today with a chance of rain tonight. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our phone numbers are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, on January the 27th, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place to get your hair cut. Absolutely. I mean, you walk in, you sit down, you got all types of magazines, catch up on your reading. I mean all types. No, not those kind. But, you know, National Geographic. I actually saw Us in there, and I berated him about having the magazines Us on the TV. You're going to get, you know, things like UFC and baseball and that. Dr. Phil does not make it. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop. My guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. You're a kind of a UFC kind of guy.
Not so much.
No, Dr. Phil.
No, definitely.
Are you
not.
Sure? Air Force.
A lot closer
Air Force.
To UFC.
Thank you, by the way, for your service.
Yeah, thank you for yours.
Yeah, are you sure? I mean, Air Force.
I'm positive.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, that's kind of a backhanded compliment.
Kind of
a backhanded compliment.
No. Dr. Phil, he's got, you know. Not at all, buddy. Also a good friend. Okay, we've done Adopt a Pity. Oh, volunteer orientation. That's going to be quick. That's on the 7th.
Yeah, that's going to be February 7th at 10 a.m. And then again, Friday, January 27th at 5:15 p.m. And we need volunteers. Volunteers are the lifeblood with us at Haven. And the volunteers help out immensely, whether it's walking dogs. We have play groups that are going on. We have a new training program. And, you know, if you've ever wanted to train your own dog, coming and being a volunteer and having our volunteers, many of which are trainers, teach you how to work with our dogs, will make you better with working with your dog. So, you know, you can learn a lot, but also it's super therapeutic for the human as well as the canine and feline. But our volunteers do a lot for us. We have a lot of outreaches planned this year, a lot of big events planned this year that we're going to need volunteers for. So it's not just about coming out and walking the dogs or socializing the cats. There's all kinds of things that volunteers can do. We have volunteers that are helping us with our pet finder and adopt-a-pet so we can get all of our adoptable pets online. We have them coming in, helping with taking pictures of our adoptable animals, taking pictures of the animals when they're adopted. So there's tons of things volunteers can do, and we really, really appreciate our volunteers.
I know, and you give awards out every year to them, and they deserve it though. Hey, last year, you know, we talked about it our last show of last year. You're getting all your statistics together. Can you just kind of give us an idea of everything you kind of did, and you know, as far as numbers go?
Sure.
I know people kind of really go for statistics.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2014 was really busy for us, obviously. We adopted out 1,398 animals. We returned to their owners 956. Now, these returned owners were missing quite a few of the returned owners. We returned to owner 956 animals, and those are out of the animals that actually were intaked in our facility. On a weekly basis, our officers, when they're out and about, return to owner without it ever coming to the shelter, without us ever intaking them, probably an average of 10 to 20 a week. So we,
because there'll be a collar on them and a name, and they'll just pick them up someplace and take them back.
If you've got a license on them, which we would prefer, since it is a law, if you've got them microchipped, If you just have a caller with your name and phone number, our officers are going to call, try to get in touch with you first because we don't want them to come to the shelter. We're very full.
Right.
And so we're going to try and get a hold of the owners. So make sure that that information is on your dog's collars and make sure that the information is updated. Don't leave a phone number that's been disconnected because then they are going to come to the shelter. And, you know, you don't want your animals coming to the shelter and neither do we. So even though we did return 956 animals to their owners, I know we returned many, many more because of our officers and their hard work.
So would you say twice as many then?
I wouldn't say twice as many, but I would say there was at least a couple hundred more that we returned.
Okay, so you returned over 1,200 animals to their owners.
Easily.
I mean, and you don't even think about that. So that's 1,200 animals, and that's 100 a month.
Yep. Yep. We sent.
That's 100 a month that you return to because they've gotten loose, they've gotten scared, or something's happened.
And the problem with that is that's only 30%. So for the dogs, it's 30%. For cats, it's actually less than 2% get returned to the owner. So,
wow.
You know, if your animal gets lost, check with us. Please come in.
Because if you catch, if you find a dog out wandering around, looks lost, people might pick them up and they'll bring them to your place, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We sent 893 animals to rescue organizations, which is an all-time high for us, and we want to exceed that this year. And we really want to thank our rescue partners. For all the hard work that they did. Without them, we wouldn't have been able to get as many animals out, and it's fantastic. So.
Okay, let's talk about your rescue partners. And these are people that you can't find a home for somebody, for a little pet or an animal and that, or you could, but they are a specific kind of breed, and these people do that. Or how does that work?
So our rescue organizations come from all over the state as well as all over the country. We have rescues in Oregon, some big rescues in Oregon, Nevada, a lot down south, and a lot of local rescues as well. Some of them are breed specific. Some of them are just small dog rescues. Some are big dog rescues. And basically, they have adoption events. They may have their I just got the number. 255 dogs were returned to the field. In the field. So 255 dogs were returned to owners without coming in. So I actually got to – thank you, Janet. That's my wonderful assistant, Janet.
That's 20 a month. That's one a day working days.
Yeah.
So, at least once a day during the year, during working days, 5 days a week, you're returning a dog to an owner.
And my officers try every time. So if we had more callers, that number will go up, and we'd like to see it go up.
Wow.
So back to the rescues.
Right.
The rescues have basically – some of them have buildings. Some of them just have fosters. And they are able to adopt out. So they pick the animals that they know they can adopt out. Some rescues will take harder to adopt animals, medical needs, certain things like that. Unfortunately, not as many. And they come in and they take the animals from us and then they find forever homes for them. And what that allows us to do is that allows us to open up a kennel for the constant influx of animals that are coming into our shelter. And then we're going to continue looking for homes for them. So we couldn't do it without our rescue partners. We just really couldn't.
So. Okay, so... All right, so how many did you find homes for just yourself? Was
well, 1,398 were adopted.
Right, and then another 800 or 900. So that's well over 2,000 animals right there. Okay, so yep.
And then we had volunteers that logged 6,200 hours of volunteer time this year. We have at the end of the year we had 40 active volunteers. Active volunteers mean they're putting in 1 to 2.5 hours a week, and that's almost doubled over the last year. And we need to double it again because we need a lot more volunteers because it really helps us get the animals adopted. And with the new programs that we're putting into place, our animals are becoming more adoptable. We have play groups. We have different training now. So, the volunteers are really critical to that. On top of that, we had 4,984 calls for service. So our officers responded to just under 5,000 calls last year.
Wow.
They also picked up 1,214 follow-ups. So on top of that, they followed up on over 1,200 of those calls.
And these are all kinds of animals, too.
Yeah, all kinds of animals.
This could be from skunks to everything.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a dog in car during the heat we always talk about.
Do you get a lot of calls on that?
We do.
Good.
We do.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you find out usually that people are right or?
You know, actually, I would say that in most cases, the people are like, you know what, I didn't even think about it. And I think in most cases, it's an opportunity for our officers to educate them on it and let them know, look how hot it is. We have temp guns. We can show them, look how hot it is in there. And I think in most cases, people just don't realize it. You know, they want to bring Fido with them. They love having Fido with them. They think they're doing a good thing. They're just going to be in the store for a few minutes, and they don't realize how hot it can get in the car in just a few
minutes,
especially in Redding heat. And so I just don't think they realize it. So, we educate them. You know, we usually give them a warning depending on the circumstances. If it's a first-time thing, we'll give them a warning and educate them, because that's what our officers are out there for. You know, they're out there to educate. They're not out there to punish and make sure that in the future it doesn't happen again. And I don't think we have a whole lot of repeat things happen like that. I think once they see that and realize how hot it really gets in there, they don't do it anymore. So we did a lot of calls for that. We responded to, and I'm trying to think of the exact number, but I want to say it was 3 or 4 fires this year. Thankfully, we didn't have to do a whole lot this year except respond and be there to support. We pulled a few animals and supported the county a little bit. The sheriff's department had a pretty good handle on it as far as getting the animals out. But I think more importantly, you know, since the Clover Fire, unfortunately, I think we learned some tough lessons during that. I think that the public with animals planned ahead a little bit more, and so they were able to evacuate most of their animals on their own before.
Yeah, last time people didn't even have large animal trailers to get their horses right out and stuff. I remember y'all were chasing horses down the road.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a big learning lesson for me, that's for sure. And I'm glad I had Captain Smith with me that day, because she asked me to catch a couple horses, mm-hmm. and that wasn't happening. So she had to get out and catch them, and of course she caught them right away. So. I learned a lot. I learned that whenever I'm in the truck with Captain Smith and we pull up on horses, I drive and she catches horses, because otherwise it doesn't work right. But you know what? She amazed me. She was a trooper. She got out and she actually walked those things about a quarter mile while I drove back to Igo and grabbed a trailer and came back, and we got them and we saved another one. So I was very impressed with the way she handled things, and it was. Couldn't have done it without her, that's for sure. And the whole staff was better off with her out there, that's for sure. And so was the community.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Helped well over 2,000 animals find homes last year. One a day for the whole year. Found animals and brought them back to their homes. You got a quick one. Right,
I got here. One more thing, yeah. Too. One really big highlight, too. Our clinic with one full-time vet spayed and neutered over 4,600 animals last year. That's a Herculean feat considering we have one
4,600.
Vet.
4,600. Yeah. No, but I've been in there. And if you've never been in there for a day that they are spaying and neutering, you need to go down. You don't mind. I mean, some people can see this, right? I mean, you can't have 1,000 people
right,
walk through there.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, this assembly line is something you cannot believe. They've got, like, the one day I remember is they found this it was almost like it was like 20 chihuahuas or some kind of small dog that was being kind of kept in a hoarded type thing. Mm-hmm. And so you got them back up to strength, and hey, now we're neutering them or spaying them. And they were – and your people had an assembly line going. They had two tables. They had your surgeon, your veterinarian, who is just – I mean, is a hun. When it comes to strength, I don't mean that in a bad strength. You know, I mean, she is like, you know, like a, you know, she's strong and she knows what she's doing, and she gets in there. And so she'd be operating on one, close them, go to the next. Meanwhile, the rest of the team takes care of it. The little dogs are down there. They're put underneath this on a comfy big pillow mattress. Yep. And then they're covered. I mean, and then when they wake up, they've got people there to hold them so they don't get scared. Probably the first time they've probably been held ever anyway, coming out of this kind of this place they were in. But y'all had like 25 of them you were doing that day, and I'm sitting there just watching it thinking, you know what, it was done with affection and professionalism. And
they do an average of 24 surgeries a day. Yeah. So on that day, it was more like 40 to 50.
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And I'm blessed with an amazing staff across the board, and the clinic is no exception to that. They do an amazing job, and they are super efficient.
Somebody's asked what your annual budget is. Do you have a
– Yeah, our annual budget is about $2.5 million.
$2.5 million. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Ask Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's Tuesday, January the 27th. 8:51 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, going up to about 68 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Guns always on sale at Bastiani Arms. Classes in concealed carry, hunter safety, all of these down at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock. And here's the good thing, fair prices, very fair prices. He works real hard, gets up at 4 in the morning to find the to find ammo bargains and gun bargains so he can bring them in for his customers and give them back to it. Really good people working down at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or, again, stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Tomorrow, Missy MacArthur will be our guest, city council person. We're trying to get all the city council people on here. Brent's going to be on next week. We're going to get Francie after that. We've already had Gary and then Kristen. A lot of things happening with pilot programs and other things, you know, with lawsuits and stuff with the city. So she'll be our guest tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and a lot of things happening here.
Yeah, we got a lot of things, so I'll go over a few things. So next Tuesday, February 3rd, we will actually not be opening until 12:30. We have some training that we need to do. We do this quarterly. But after we open at 12:30, at 1 o'clock, we're actually going to have a licensing rabies vaccination clinic at our clinic, so at Haven, and that will go from 1 to 4. So rabies vaccination is going to be $8, and then microchips will be $20 at the clinic. So you're not going to find better prices than that. So come
can
on
I,
down.
Can
and,
I microchip and, all my producers?
You can, but I think we might have to charge a little bit more.
Okay. They may be fighting you. So, but you've got, like, anesthesia, or we can just, like, stun them, right?
We can come up with something.
I'm sure.
We will be closed on Monday, February 16th for President's Day. And then a little bit farther in the future, we're really excited to be part of the Love Your Pet Expo this year, which is going to be April 18th at Haws Farms. And we are going to have – it's going to be Love Your Pet Expo and North State Super Adoption Event. So we will have a bunch of rescues and other shelters out there for the Love Your Pet Expo. And we will have a Super Adoption Day. We'll have lots of animals available for adoption, dogs and hopefully cats as well out there. And then our – Dogathon, which has always been in June, has been moved to May 9th. We're trying to get a little cooler weather. I'm hoping.
I think that's a really good move.
I think so too.
That's going to save you 10, 15 degrees right there.
I hope so, because the last two Junes it's been 110 plus, and
we were fighting the dogs to see who could jump into the water first.
Yeah. So we've added some stuff to that. We're going to have a doggy dash, which is going to be a 5K run, and you can get more information on our website on that. We're going to have a doggy dash, then we're going to have the dogathon, and then we're going to have our Boot Scootin' Doggies Barbecue and Concert again. And this year we're really happy to have Chad Bushnell playing for us. And so if you haven't heard Chad play, you're really missing out. Chad has been his local guy from Red Bluff. He's been playing around here for a few years, and he is an up-and-comer. And come see him now while he's still a local kid.
Yeah, moving,
because
right.
I think he's going to be moving up very quickly. He's that talented, and he's an amazing musician. We have other stuff coming up throughout the year, which we'll be talking about at other meetings. But I do want to also say, like us on Facebook. Come on our Facebook page. You've talked about the pictures. Our pictures are amazing. The staff is doing great on them. You can see adoptable animals. You can see animals that are adopted. You can see any events that are coming up. And make sure if you have a female cat that's not spayed, get it in. Come in, prepay $20 February.
Beat the heat.
Can't beat it. We can't beat the price. And, of course, we always have ways to donate. We have our Misty Lee Fund, sponsor a pet in the Pals, which we talked about. So, and then kennel sponsorships. If you don't have a kennel sponsorship, you know, we are getting low. We have a few left. It's $250 for the dog sponsorships, and it's $150 for the cats, and they go right on the kennels. I know you have one. I have one.
I have one. And that it's KCNR Snooki.
Yep.
And and you can, what it happens, they put a brass plaque up on each one of the kennels. It says you're sponsoring that. It's a way to, you know, of course, to help the animals. What's the biggest thing you face? You know, I mean, every year, but what's the biggest thing you're going to be facing this year, Mark?
Just the overcrowding of animals yet again, I think is the biggest thing that we face all the time. Also, you know, we talked about it a little bit. Feral cats, pit bulls, those are always issues with us. And so we're just trying to educate the community on how we can deal with community cats or feral cats in a better manner, and the truth about pit bulls. You know, like I said, they're not for everybody, but I think that, you know, and I know we saw it in the chat room. I know you saw that somebody was afraid of them, and that's a common thing with pit bulls, because they're a big, scary looking dog sometimes, but most of the time, those dogs will do nothing but lick you to death. And
she said they scare her, but she was in Happy Tales one day, and a family had three of them. She said they were huge and so sweet.
Yeah,
but I was spooked, and you know, and that's what happens. I think you're right. You know, like people, because they reputation and all this stuff that, but they come up like the ones we've had in here. You know, for adoption, come up, lick your hands, and, you know, they're just friendly. They just want to.
Yeah, and
but, you know, but it's hard to overcome fear.
It is, absolutely. And I don't, you know, I don't look down on anybody or look at them differently if you know, they are afraid of pit bulls. I understand that. And there's some people who are afraid of shepherds and some people afraid of Dobermans. You know, all of the
Lhasa Apses.
All the big.
Me.
Yeah.
I've been bitten by Lhasa Apses.
All the big high energy dogs are dogs that you have to understand when you adopt one of those that you're getting a big high energy dog. And that's it. But, you know, we look at every dog, whether it's a pit bull or a chihuahua, as an individual. And,
there you go.
And we temperament test them as such, and we treat them all as individuals regardless of what they look like.
And somebody comes in to adopt. We've got just a few minutes left. They come in to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't pick one. You have them, like, interact with them to see if this is true. I mean, you sit down and they play with them. They bring their dogs if they've got other dogs.
Yes, they're required to bring their dogs to do a meet and greet with dogs. And if they have kids, we want them to bring their kids, too. We Captain Smith does most of the temperament testing there, and we rate them as families, all ages, 5 and up, 8 and up, 12 and up, and adults only.
And if we have a dog that's rated at 12 and up, it doesn't mean that if you have a 10-year-old that you can't adopt it. It means that we need to make sure that that kid is going to get along with that dog, and so we do a meet and greet with that.
Hey, you
too.
Don't want to have a disaster there that, you know, it's pulling the dog's ear, right, and the dog doesn't understand, especially a new dog.
And our temperament testing is simply a guide based off of years of experience for Captain Smith. And, you know, it's a guide, and so we do make exceptions to that, and we also change it. Sometimes we get to know a dog better, and we may move it up. It may be an 8 and up, and we may say, you know what, he's a little more rambunctious than we thought, so maybe we'll make it 12 and up. Not because he's a bad dog. He just may be a lot of energy, and he may knock over
an 8-year-old. And that's the thing with the children, or they can go the other way.
Right, or they go the other way. You know, maybe we have a dog that's rated at 8 and up, and after a while we're like, you know, this dog is super gentle. We could do 5 and up.
Just like Scotty. The laid back surfer dude that, you know, I can see a little baby, like, you know, crawling and laying on him, and he's going, hey, dude, okay, this is right. I've got somebody I like on me.
Yep. So we look at every dog as an individual and every cat as an individual because they all have their individual personalities.
If you can ever sometime, I don't know if they ever do it, but ever give me a heads up on what happened to Scotty.
I will.
That pit bull mix. That one that was a pit bull Australian shepherd. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us today, Mark.
Thanks for having us.
You know, you do such great work down there. And I know we kid back and forth, but I tell you what, you've got a tough job, and I could never do it for a variety of reasons. But, I mean, it's one thing to manage and all this, you know, the budget and having to do all this, but to keep the morale up, get the volunteers going and all these things and all the great things you've done just by looking at your statistics from last year. The city owes you and your staff a huge, huge, huge debt of thanks for what you do, buddy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I couldn't do it without a great support team.
I know, and you always say that, and you don't ever take, you know, accolades for it, but you know, it always goes back to the guy in charge. Mm. So, hey, bad and good. You know that. Hey, tomorrow, Missy McCarthy will join us, and we're going to be talking about things going on in the city. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Stand me up at the gates.
The news
of
is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Boston and much of New England getting clobbered by that powerful nor'easter with more snow on the way. New York and New Jersey got less than expected. And while New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has reopened the roads, he says it's no time for a joyride.
The roads are still dangerous, and they are passable. But there is a level of ice under the snow in many areas. And if you don't have to travel today, you really don't want to be traveling today.
New York area mass transit coming back to life with the trains and buses running on something akin to a Sunday schedule. The airports are open, but thousands of flights have been delayed or canceled. Boston, eastern Massachusetts, and parts of Long Island could wind up with more than 2 feet of snow by the time the storm moves on. An online message warns that a Japanese man and a Jordanian pilot held by ISIS have less than 24 hours to live. The message again demands the release.